For several years in the early 2000s, a piece of faulty accounting software inside local British postal centers set up the people running those centers for ruin. The postal professionals, often at the heart of their communities, were accused of fraud, stripped of their livelihoods, frequently forced into bankruptcy, and sometimes sent to jail. Well, over the past week, an emotionally affecting TV drama focused on this saga has helped accelerate a national reckoning over the mistreatment of hundreds of workers, as Willem Marks reports.
The computer system Post Office spent an arm and a leg on is faulty.
No one else has ever reported any problems with Horizon. No one.
Mr. Bates versus the Post Office tells the story of a persistent former sub-postmaster, played by the actor Toby Young, who felt his firing from a job he loved was unfair and launched a campaign to confront his former employer alongside others in similar situations.
We are fighting a war against an enemy owned by the British government, while we're just skint little people.
Little about this story was new. In fact, it followed years of persistent pressure from individual postal workers, lesser-known lawmakers, and muckraking journalists to bring the facts to light. But the human suffering portrayed in the show has ignited a sense of fiery national outrage that the government's now racing to extinguish after years of long legal delays and official inaction.
Mr. Speaker, this is one of the greatest miscarriages of justice in our nation's history. People who worked hard to serve their communities had their lives and their reputations destroyed through absolutely no fault of their own.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, for the first time Wednesday, promised Parliament fresh legislation that would help overturn the convictions of hundreds of former postal workers who'd been wrongly accused of fraud. The UK government's already paid out more than $180 million to around 2,500 individuals caught up in decades of prosecutions, but hundreds more have waited years for their convictions to be overturned, something that's until now been required for them to receive compensation.
We will make sure that the truth comes to light, we right the wrongs of the past, and the victims get the justice they deserve.
This week, Paula Bennells, the former British Post Office chief executive for much of the period under scrutiny, has said she'll return a national honour known as a CBE.
This is about the reputation of the Post Office.
It's not, it's about people's lives, you moron.
This extraordinary episode's shown the power of a single television programme to level the polarised political landscape of modern Britain. An almost unique set of circumstances that's seen many of those, often in opposition to one another, unite in a common purpose centred on a much-loved institution that had, in recent years, become a byword for bureaucratic incompetence and even malice. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.